Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Denise Parisian, who's the village manager of Diamonddale. Good evening, Denise. How are you?
I'm just fine, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, I love great small town events. I grew up in Hillsdale, a small town in southern Michigan. So I love a small kind of piece of Americana events. And you've got one of those going on in Diamonddale tonight. It's called the Cruise-In, the Diamonddale Cruise-In. Tell us a little about this.
Well, we are indeed having a party tonight. We are hosting the We are hosting the R.E. Olds chapter of the Oldsmobile Club of America tonight. We are expecting about 100 cars to come into the village. We're actually closing down Bridge Street between Washington and Quincy, and we've invited the community in to come and view the cars and enjoy our downtown. We have some small-town activities planned as well. We'll be face painting, and we have a hula hoop contest and a 50s dress contest, free popcorn, and just some low-key but free family fun.
Oh, well, that sounds amazing. Now, so I can expect, if we're hosting the R.E. Olds chapter of the Olds Club of America, and I'm guessing there's going to be Oldsmobiles.
We are going to be full of Oldsmobiles. We actually entertained the Antique Olds Club of America last year, and this led to an invitation or an opportunity to have our local club include us as part of their annual homecoming event. So registered cars will be coming to Diamonddale this evening, and then tomorrow night the group will actually be entertained by Eaton Rapids.
Oh, my gosh, how wonderful. Now, do folks come in from different areas with this, with their cars, with their Oldsmobiles?
They do, especially I'm anticipating for this year's event to have more local participation. The club is a local chapter. However, this is an annual event, and I think that it does draw vehicles. It draws Oldsmobile lovers and members from all over the country, I'm certain. But I do expect that it will have a more local flavor.
Now, is this going to be Oldsmobiles from all different years? From old ones to newer ones, or what can we expect?
These will be antiques.
Oh my gosh!
So these will be older cars, definitely.
Oh, how fun to see! And about 100 of them. That's going to be quite a spectacle in downtown Diamonddale.
It is going to be, and we're extremely excited. They actually will be gathering at the secondary complex, and a bit of a parade. They'll have a police escort, and they'll be coming in Lansing Road and Kreitz Road into the village with an escort. So I think it will be fun for those folks that get a chance to view it along the way as well.
And it's always fun on different weekends when you're out and about on the freeways, seeing some of these antique cars, you know, either on a flatbed or driving on the freeway heading towards some event, you know.
Absolutely. And the car shows and cruise-ins are hugely popular right now, which is another reason that it's very fun to be putting on an event like this, because the public does have a great appreciation for it and gets a chance to enjoy themselves as well.
Is there any charge for this event for the public?
There is no charge. We are inviting the club members to come in and frequent or use our local businesses, enjoy our local businesses for dinner, and that is part of their itinerary or plan for this evening. But the village and the Diamonddale Business Association really wanted to put on something that allowed our residents to come into town and enjoy the downtown and enjoy this event without any charges. And so all of the activities that I mentioned are actually free to the public.
Well, and that's awful fun, too. I love the idea of the hula hoop and so forth. That's kind of fun.
It's very fun. And last year, just having free popcorn was a huge hit. So sometimes it's just the very simple things that you know that can get people smiling and pumped for.
Well, we do look forward to that. For timing for people, this event kicks off in just a few minutes at 6 o'clock, but it goes until 8 o'clock. So even though we're telling you a little bit late, you've got plenty of time to get there this evening.
Absolutely. Last year we actually had a number of participants that lingered, and it was much closer to 9 o'clock that we ultimately reopened the street. So I wouldn't hesitate even at 7 o'clock or later to cruise into town if you're interested.
Well, and I love, as you mentioned, the business Diamonddale Business Association is supporting the effort. I had some information. They're providing specials on ice cream pizza by the slice, and of course the free popcorn that you mentioned.
Absolutely. We'll have all of the businesses will be open and ready to serve. We know that we have a large group coming at one time, and so there'll be box lunches and pizza by the slice, hot dogs, as well as the regular sit-down fare at all of our restaurants.
Very good. And they also have music happening, too.
We do. Second Chance is our band. It's a group from the Hastings area. They entertained this crowd last year and were a huge hit. So we have been lucky enough to get them to come back this year. And it's always a party when you have live music outdoors.
Well, it is, and it bodes well for the gathering as well as for the band that everybody wanted to get together for a second year. Looks like it'll be a good kickoff for the third year that comes, Denise.
Absolutely. We are hoping that this can become an annual event, and it certainly looks like it's headed in that direction.
Well,
Sarah.
Very good. I appreciate your time to tell us about this. You're about to run off. Everything kicks off in just a few minutes, as I said, at 6 o'clock. Thank you, Denise, for telling us about it, and we look forward to a great evening for you.
Cheryl, thanks so much for talking with me.
Oh, my pleasure. We'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
Great.
We've been talking with Denise Parisian, who is the village manager of Diamonddale, telling us about the Diamonddale Cruise-In, which kicks off at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and as she said, until you linger a little bit longer. Come on over, all kinds of fun, and it's all free. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.